This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Tuesday, August 4th. Lean hog futures saw a mixed trade after the pressure last week, but notably have not made a serious recovery. The support that has developed is merely defying the recent bottom, and there appears to be no desire to retrace the earlier highs, at least so far. Traders appear to be coming to grips with the idea that a PERS-induced supply hole may not be coming after all. Part of the reason is that Canada is supplying a lot of wieners to American hog farmers, and pork supplies remain good because of U.S. sow efficiencies in heavier animals. The takeaway message is that there is not one all-encompassing variable responsible for supply, and it very much depends if one is talking about hogs or pork. Either way, U.S. producers and processors have been managing around the PERS issue and will likely continue to do so. Meanwhile, seasonality appears to be surfacing. The national U.S.-based cash value is starting the week off lower than last week's average, following a similar move in the net value of the cutout. Net carcass value caught some support yesterday, coming in 90 cents U.S. 100 weight higher than Friday, but it was pressured for all last week when hams made a large correction lower. The $14.04 100 weight drop was the largest one-week move lower seen this year, and the largest going back to 2022. The other primals are more or less stable, and bellies have proven to be fairly resilient, having made incremental advances over the same time frame. But if only looking at pricing trends over time, the cutout entered the seasonal downtrend phase last week, and producers should not be too surprised to see further pressure. Prices could stabilize later this month and into September, as it has in recent years, but expectations for material advance higher should be kept in check.